This is Access Radio Chicago, AM 750 WNDZ, Portage, Indiana, Chicago.
The views, opinions, and beliefs expressed on this radio program by the hosts, co-hosts, guests, and or callers do not necessarily reflect those of this radio station and its ownership. The following program, Golfers on Golf, is paid for by Rory Spears Sports Communications Limited and guests.
Welcome to Golfers on Golf Radio, hosted by Ed Stevenson, Phil Berger, Rory Spears, and Len Zien, Chicago's favorite foursome.
All right, it's 10 o'clock. It's time. We're going to bring you the world of golf from the Chicago area perspective. The show is Golfers on Golf. It's a spectacular Saturday here in the Chicago area in the Midwest, so hopefully you have a tee time already, because I've got to imagine that they are in short supply and you're definitely going to want to get out this weekend. Here in studio this morning, I'm PGA professional Ed Stevenson alongside PGA Life member Bill Berger and longtime Chicago area sports journalist Rory Spears. And on the road, our fourth, Len Zien has been making his way throughout the Midwest, the country. It's one of those things. Where's Len this week? We spoke to him, of course. He was in Silvis, Illinois at the John Deere Classic last week. But he's making his way up into the heart of the state of Wisconsin, where, as listeners to this show know, the soil and sand have been very fertile for the game of golf. Good morning, Len. How are you?
Well, I'm excited. We're on our way to Century World, and that's a place I haven't been to for quite a while, and it's got one of the most beautiful holes in golf called the Flower Hole. And this is Wisconsin week for us. It's we're going to be spending 3 days at playing courses in the Dells, the Wisconsin Dells, and then three more at Sand Valley after that. So it's going to be an exciting week. It's fun to, especially with the weather so great. It's beautiful here as apparently it is there. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, there's some great Wisconsin hospitality. You mentioned just a few of the many terrific destinations within Wisconsin. I had the pleasure of being up at Sand Valley back in May, where courses continue to emerge out of the sand. The Lido course under construction there, we've talked about on this show. And, you know, as you say, Century World, of course, wasn't that long ago that when we talked about Wisconsin golf, most of the conversation was about Century World. But then of course, we have the all the courses in Kohler. We have Erin Hills coming along, Sand Valley coming along. That's just the tip of the iceberg of the land that was left behind from the icebergs in Wisconsin. A little different terrain than we get here in Illinois.
Yeah, well, some of that area is around Erin Hills, and you know, there's a lot going on in the Lake Geneva area, the Wisconsin Dells area, and it's a good thing that Len Zien is up there checking it all out for us. Rory Spears is going to investigate Erin Hills on Tuesday as the USGA comes to Erin, Wisconsin to start promoting this September's mid-amateur championship. But Len, we left you last week in Silvis, Illinois, John Deere, but we know you spent some days during the week up at our good friends at Eagle Ridge in Galena, and some things have changed since some of the reporting we did here back in May. Bring us up to speed on what's happening at Eagle Ridge.
Well, Eagle Ridge, you know, that's really, for all intents, Illinois' only golf resort, and it is a very good one that is undergoing some interesting times. This is the 25th year of its premier course called the General. Wonderful golf course with elevation changes that you won't see any place else in Illinois. Now, you'd think that they'd have a celebration over the 25th anniversary. That's a significant milestone. But instead, they're calling this a celebration restoration. They're doing some work on the course, which is quite interesting. They found the head pro there, the director of golf there, Mike Weiler, uncovered a couple of tees that were mystery. They call them mystery tees. They got lost in the shuffle for some reason. They are quick to admit that there were some conditioning issues there over the years, in more recent years, until Mark Klausner became the owner in 2019. But those mystery tees are going to add. They were there when the course opened. They got lost in the shuffle. They were taken off the scorecard about 7 years ago. They're going to change a couple of the holes. Some new tees are being built. A lot of different cleanup projects are going on. Mark Klausner worked out a deal with John Deere Company, a 3-year deal, $1 million a year to completely change all his maintenance equipment for the golf side, which is going to be a big help over there. The only negative, it's not really a negative, but they're building a very nice, elaborate new spa there. And unfortunately, because of the delays everybody is seeing these days, it was going to try to be open in July, but now it's not going to be open until mid-September, the Stone Drift Spa. But it's going to be a great addition to that resort. And I should say there is a big event coming up there. Eagle Ridge is going to be part of the Field of Dreams baseball event next month, in which the Cubs play the Cincinnati Reds about an hour away in Iowa, in Dyersville, Iowa. There's going to be a big charity event in golf with a lot of the baseball crowd, a lot of celebrity types playing at Eagle Ridge on the general. So that's going to be, by their feeling, and I'm mine too, the most high profile event that that resort's ever had. So big things at Eagle Ridge. It's good to see a lot of action going on there.
Well, it is exciting, Len, to see action. You're right. It's really been Eagle Ridge has been Illinois' kind of premier golf resort, it's interesting that whole idea of celebration with renovation. I guess makes sense. I know things need to keep moving forward, and it's too bad the spa got maybe held up a bit by supply chain issues, but. We're seeing those everywhere, and as you head north into Century World, you mentioned the flower hole, and I think for decades now the flower hole's been iconic. But Century World, as I recall, it's been a while since I've been there too. It's about a lot more than just that one hole. It's a pretty tremendous property and piece of land, part of the complex really built for the Century Insurance Company. Len, when were you last there, and how much are you expecting things to have changed when you see it this time around?
Well, I'm expecting a lot of changes. I think that I was there. I was back in my son Dime's days, and that's 13 years ago. So it was probably 15 more than that. I remember playing there. Of course, I talked to. The people there, not so much recently, but I understand the flower hole remains after the renovation of the Jones Reservation renovation there. It's got 42,000 flowers on it. It's a par 3 hole. It was number 17 then. Now, of course, the resort there, they basically had a long shutdown period and. Now they're coming back in force, and I'm really anxious to see all the new things that they've done. I've heard about a lot of things, but I'd like to see them for myself, and I'm excited to have a look at it.
Well, it will be exciting, and I think that the for Chicago area golfers, the summer journey up into Wisconsin, there's so many great options, but it's really become kind of a rite of passage each golf season. And Billy, I'm sure even back. When you were at Itasca Country Club in the day, the club members like to play their own course, but nice to have somewhere you can get on the road a little bit and play something where the terrain is a little different and maybe just a little change of pace.
A few trips back in the old days, they had a lot of small tournaments around southern Wisconsin. You had the Nipissing was a kind of a big deal in its day at Nipissing right over the line. And of course, the Milwaukee Open regular tour event.
Right.
That was a big deal. But it looks like Wisconsin's gravitated a little further north and center of the old days where the southern end had most of the action. So
it's amazing. It continues. Well, hey, we'll have lots more on Wisconsin golf as we continue with our show here, Golfers on Golf. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Mount Prospect Golf Club, that dates back to its founding in 1926, has been restored by Essler Golf to bring back some of the features of the great courses by the famous architects of that era. While most golfers will never get to play some of the famous private clubs of that era, at Mount Prospect, you get to play the holes that are styled after the classic hole designs like Redan, Punchbowl, Eden, Cape, and Baritz. Other improvements to the Mount Prospect Golf Club include the inside of the clubhouse and the pro shop, complete with a full line of apparel, golf balls, and more. The practice facility, a major improvement with a double-ended driving range. So if you're looking for a fun course to play or need a venue for a golf outing, call the Mount Prospect Golf Club at 847-259-4200. That's 847-259-4200. Or visit golfmountprospect.com. In 2022, the Erin Hills Golf Club in Erin, Wisconsin, located in the northwest suburbs of Milwaukee, will host this September its fourth USGA Championship when the USGA Mid-Amateur comes to Erin Hills. Erin Hills is already one of the only six U.S. Open courses that you can play. Erin Hills was built inside the club's 652 acres of land left by the glaciers of the Kettle Moraine era. This walking-only course gives the golfer a day to settle into the nature of central Wisconsin on this top 100 it rated in the country golf course. Erin Hills has overnight rooms above its Irish pub and several cottages with multiple bedrooms for groups. So if you want to spend the night before or during multiple rounds of golf, enjoy the overnight lodging at Erin Hills. Some examples of Erin Hills fine beverages include the Erin Hills Pilsner or the Fescue Rescue that hits the spot on a hot summer day. But don't forget, test your putting skills on the new Drumlin putting course. For tee times and rooms in 2022 that are going quickly, call Erin Hills at 866-772-4769. That's 866-772-4769. And don't forget, visit erinhills.com. This segment is sponsored by the Klein Creek Golf Club in Winfield, Illinois. Klein Creek now has a variety of memberships available. For more information, visit kleincreek.com or call the club at 630-690-0101. And don't forget, check out the Klein Creek app.
All right, it's 13 minutes past 10 o'clock. You're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Ed Stevenson alongside Rory Spears and Bill Berger and our fourth, Len Ziem, who I'm jealous. Len is on the road. That's not unusual, but he is closing in on the Century World. So one of the great destinations in the state of Wisconsin, and pretty exciting to know that the USGA is going to be back there before too long with a major championship.
Yeah, the U.S. Senior Open. So, folks, if there is a U.S. Open course that you would like to play, we know where there's one there, where one is at. And to tell us more about it, we're going to bring in the general manager from Century World, Mike James. Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, I know that when things wrapped up at Saucon Valley in Pennsylvania, you know, like they say at the NFL draft, you're on the clock. And so I know that your facility is very excited about hosting the U.S. Senior Open next year. And probably a couple of the mainstays in that tournament have some Wisconsin ties to them, and Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly. But tell us what it's like and the excitement that's building to host a U.S. Open championship.
Well, you know, when you're on the clock, there's a little bit of pressure to make the right calls and make the right decisions, and so we're doing well. Actually, we're preparing nicely for the championship. We've made several changes and modifications to the golf course already. You know, a lot of details that need to be handled in order to be prepared for this championship.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We have a member of our foursome here is actually on the road. He is going to come walking through your front door up there in about an hour or so. But Len Zeem is with us. Len, do you have a question for Mike about what you're going to see when you pull in the parking lot in about 60 minutes?
Well, I tell you, I'm really intrigued by what I'm we're expecting to see there. I was at the Century World, it's got to be 15 years or so ago, maybe more than that. But back then, the big focus was on the flower hole. I don't think that any course I've ever seen had such a beautiful hole at that time. But I know the flower hole is still there, but you've done a lot of changes since then. Am I right in assuming that Century World may have been the first golf destination place in Wisconsin? Is that accurate?
That is accurate. That's right, Len. We're proud to say that. Our chairman back of Century Insurance back in the day, John Jonas, had a vision to bring destination golf to Wisconsin, and we lay claim to that, and we're proud of it. But looking forward to your feedback from your experience at Century World. Hopefully the day is going to be nice there, but I'm looking forward to you experiencing the new course since 15 years ago.
Yep. Right, it's good. Well, the weather is beautiful here, and we're not far from arrival time, so we're looking forward to it.
Good.
Mike, I know that you did some renovations a couple years ago in preparation for the U.S. Senior Open, and then COVID hit, and you kept doing other improvements to the property, and you were shut down for quite a bit of time. Take us through that, of everything that got done while the facility was unfortunately not open for golfers.
Yeah, we going back to 2019, we had our last full season. We hosted the U.S. Girls Junior Championship. That was a USGA event, and just had a really good year. And then, of course, in March of 2020, COVID came crashing down. But fortunately, we knew we were going to host a championship at that point. We took that opportunity for 2 years, really, to get the golf course ready for that championship. A couple things we did from an infrastructure standpoint: we installed sub-air systems in every single green around the golf course. What that does is it basically allows you to draw the moisture, if there's any rain or whatever, that we're able to, through this system, suck the moisture out of the greens and to keep them firm and fast. We also installed drip irrigation system around all the bunkers just to make sure that those were, held up throughout the season, the bunker edges and such that sometimes get dried up. And so we did that. And then preparing for the U.S. Senior Open, we worked very closely with the USGA and Robert Trent Jones Jr. and Bruce Charlton, our golf course architects, and went hole by hole with them to just the USGA, they really know what's in the mind of that player, of that world-class player, and they can tell you how they're going to attack the golf course. And so it was fascinating to work with them. And so we did a number of modifications to the golf course, significant, narrowing the fairways, basically cut in half, new bunkers, new tees, a few new greens that were completely bulldozed down and reshaped. So there's been a lot of work over the past couple of years to get to where we are today.
Well, it's exciting. We know the game of golf keeps changing, and certainly to get to play a venue where the best in the world are going to be playing, and then especially in the years ahead after they've played there, to be able to just be a member of the public and come to your resort and be able to play the course is exciting. But certainly, I imagine, as the USGA walks you through the mindset of the players and some of the changes needed for the championship, I'm sure you're mindful as well and thinking about the the experience of the folks who are going to be there season in and season out? And did you find a way to kind of strike a balance of that challenge that golf design has of being challenging for the elite player, but also playable and fun for everyone else?
Yeah, you're talking about the day after the championship, right?
You bet.
The regular player that comes out there and wants to go and enjoy themselves. Yeah, there's the golf course that the tour players are going to play. The average player doesn't enjoy that. And what was really neat about the process when we went through and modified the course, we obviously wanted to make sure that the course was ready and was still playable and approachable for the average player. But so did the USGA. They were very mindful of that. They didn't want to, you know, turn our golf course upside down for just their 1 week. They were very respectful of our business and our true customer. And I think we struck a very good balance with the collaborative, way that we went through this with Robert Trent Jones Jr. and Bruce Charlton and the USGA and, you know, our superintendent. You know, our superintendent had as much of a voice in this process as anybody, because he's going to be the one who's maintaining it. So basically what we're doing, I think what we found is through these modifications, the rough is going to be a huge challenge for the players. We're going to raise that up. The greens are going to be very fast, very firm. Fairways, very fast, very firm. But then, obviously, the Monday after, those will start to be lowered back down. And at that point, the average player, the you and I, can go out there and have a lot of fun.
Well, Mike, I we're sitting here on your website, and we're taking a look at the Inn at Century World. And tell us a little bit about the work that was done with that. When I was last there, it was right after you had opened from the renovation, got an opportunity to play golf with part of the Jones architectural team, Jay Blasi, and he took me through what you did on the golf course. But at the time we were walking into the clubhouse, they were putting a restaurant together. Your team was just stocking the pro shop with all the new shirts that had just arrived within the last 24 hours or so. So tell us a little bit about what's there off the golf course now, especially for when the amateur golfers come up to play Century World.
Well, you bring up a moment in time where there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into the rebirth of Century World after the full modification in 2014. And I affectionately look back at those points, and just there was a lot of things that came together at that moment. You know, our new restaurant, PJ's, that was completely redone and with a brand new concept that people have absolutely loved. I think we hit the mark on that one. Our new banquet facilities, all that was renovated, and gosh, we do over 50 weddings a year, and they're mostly destination weddings, which is really cool. The Inn, which is our new boutique hotel, which is, I will say, uniquely ours. It's uniquely Century World. Doesn't have a flag of another company. You know, it's not a Marriott or Hyatt or whatever. It's ours. This has been something that's been kind of on the docket for several years now, this idea of really creating a hotel, a destination facility to, you know, as people want to come and check in and, park their car in the hotel parking lot and then just go in and enjoy themselves for 2 or 3 days and never having to grab their keys again and drive off site. That's what we really created here. The Inn at Century World is a very, I'll call high end, but very comfortable hotel. The quality of everything that was put into it is we've left no stone unturned, and it's just an exciting time for us at Century World with this new inn, and of course the Senior Open next year. There's a lot of things that have come together in a relatively short period of time. And we're definitely on the rise, our Century World. We're getting a lot of attention from people around the country, but internationally. We're getting lots of calls from people internationally to come and stay. So it's really exciting.
Mike, I got to ask you, would it be fair to say that if people come up and spend a few days with you and spend some time in the inn at Century World, that they can get some of those great-tasting Wisconsin-brewed beers, maybe some Wisconsin cheese and bratwurst and the other things that the Dairyland State is known for?
Oh, absolutely. That goes without saying is people – from Chicago or other places around the country, what we find is, they've heard about those things and they want to come and experience them. And, the brats and the cheese curds and the great beers that are, brewed here in the state. They want to experience that. And I would say from an architectural standpoint, from a conceptual standpoint, we mindfully built Century World around that central Wisconsin, Wisconsin flair that people really do love. That includes that Midwest hospitality, that friendly hospitality that we're known for. It's a real thing, and it's something that we embrace here at Century World. So, people, they hear about it, and they want to experience it, and that's what we're going to give them.
Well, Mike, before we let you go today, we want to give you time to prepare because I'm sure that when Lindsey pulls in the driveway up there in less than an hour, he'll have plenty more questions for you. But tell the Chicago area golfers how they can make the reservation, come up and get a place to stay in that beautiful inn and make some tee times. And also if there's information regarding, I don't know if tickets are on sale yet for next year's Senior Open, but if that's possible. Give us all the details.
Absolutely. Anybody in the Chicagoland area, we'd love to see you. We're open, and our golf course and facilities are in impeccable shape. I think you're really going to enjoy yourself. How you do that, I would say go onto our website, www.centuryworld.com. There you'll find everything there is about making a reservation at the inn. Tee times on the golf course, making a reservation in our restaurants. We have PJ's right on site, and then immediately across the street we have Muse at Century. That is a fine dining restaurant, dry-aged steaks, handmade pastas, fresh seafood, great wine list. In fact, we just got a second chalice of the Wine Spectator Award that probably exclusively giving you that news, but we got an unbelievable wine selection, but all that and the Senior Open, that Senior Open, there's a page on our website that can tell you about it. If you want to volunteer, if you want to buy tickets, all that stuff is available. And again, we'd love to have everybody come out and experience the course. And I'd love to say hello to you.
Okay, Mike James, General Manager, Century World, home of the 2023 U.S. Senior Open. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see you before things get too cold and the snow falls up there in your part of Wisconsin. And with that, we'll let you get ready to greet Len when he gets on the property there shortly. And thanks for joining us today. And again, we hope we see you at some point soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Good luck, Len.
Good luck.
Okay. Well, that is Mike James, General Manager, Century World. Century Insurance, their corporate office right down the street from the golf course, the sponsors of the PGA Tour's Tournament of Champions at beautiful Kapalua, Hawaii, Maui in January. So Century World and Century Insurance involved in golf outside of the state of Wisconsin as well. With that, we are going to take our next break, and we'll come back with our next stop in Wisconsin golf. Right after this, but before we get to our break, Len, have a great day at Century World. I know you're getting ready to get out of the car up there.
Yeah, we're closing in. We're inside at 20 miles, so this is going to be a busy day, but it'll be a fun day, and we look forward to talking with the gang again as soon as next Saturday comes around.
All right, Len, we'll catch up with you during the week. Have fun at Century World. Yeah, and with that,
keep it out of the flowers, Len.
Yeah, keep it out. Yeah. We want pictures of the flowers, too, on lenzemongolf.com. With that, we'll take our next break, and we'll be back with Tyler Morse right after this.
This segment was sponsored by the Klein Creek Golf Club in Winfield, Illinois. 18 holes of golf and home to the Pier 19 restaurant in the clubhouse. The Klein Creek Pavilion for large groups, weddings, and more. Don't forget, visit KleinCreek.com or call 630-690-0101. And don't forget, check out the new Klein Creek app. The Misswood Golf Club on Renwick Road in Romeoville is one of the Chicago area's top-rated public golf courses. Misswood's commitment to excellence continues under the McWethy family, both on and off the golf course. The Ray Hearn design not only hosts the Phil Kozen Illinois Women's Open every July, but other tournaments all season long. The professional staff is one of the largest in the area, so for lessons, club fittings, Mistwood is the place to go. Mistwood has been rated a top 100 fitting location in America by Golf Digest magazine. So golfers, go enjoy a day of Mistwood golf and then cool down in McWethy's Tavern or dine outside on the pub's patio. Make your tee time today by calling 815-254-3333. That's 815-254-3333. Or visit mistwoodgc.com. And don't forget, now try out Mistwood's new honey from the bee farm at Mistwood Farms. Heritage Oaks Golf Club at 3535 Dundee Road in Northbrook is no longer your father's sportsman's golf and country club. Heritage Oaks is not only a new name, but it's a brand new clubhouse complete with a stylish pro shop and the Acorn Grill, a great place to enjoy food and beverage before and after golf with your choice of both indoor and outdoor dining. Located adjacent to the bar is the new simulator room with two simulators that make golf, golf lessons, and club fittings a year-round option at Heritage Oaks. The new putting green is over double the size of the previous one, and the driving range is both double-sided and has the famed TrackMan technology. So if you like to get all of your stats and numbers that you need to know about your game, you can do so now with the help of TrackMan. Heritage Oaks is a 27-hole golf facility, so whether it's playing the 18-hole classic course or the legacy 9-hole course, come out and play the new Heritage Oaks Golf Club with new greens, tees, and fairways by calling 847-291-2351. That's 847-291-2351. Or online, visit heritageoaksgc.com.
All right, it's a little bit past 10:30, and you're tuned in to Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Ed Stevenson alongside Bill Berger and Rory Spears, and every Saturday from 10 to 11, we bring you the world of golf from a Chicago area perspective, and, you know, we've shifted the lens on that perspective a little north this week. We've been talking about Wisconsin golf, as actually we like to do. There's so many actually incredible properties, and it's summer season. It's time to think about some of the golf trips for our Chicago area listeners that might be heading up north. And you know, before we wrapped up our season last year, Rory, I know we had a chance to speak to Craig Haltom, golf course architect and builder with Oliphant Golf. He's been involved in really some pretty incredible projects around the world and around the Midwest. But it was fun to hear what he was working on last fall.
Yeah, it sure was. I was up at Lawsonia for the Langford Shield event, got talking with Craig, and also Wisconsin Golf Hall of Fame inductee and writer Gary D'Amato. And they started telling me about this other great club that I had to go visit. So this year I took him up on that and decided to head north. And unfortunately, I arrived on a day when on the night before the club had gotten 5.5 inches of rain. And that can cause issues, as you well know, Ed Stevenson. But it was great to see what's been done outside on the golf course and inside in the clubhouse at the club at Lac La Belle. And joining us now is the CEO of the Prestwick Group and someone very involved at the club, Tyler Morse. Tyler, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Well, no problem. You know, Tyler, I gotta tell you, you know, not many courses can withstand all the rain that you guys took for the week before I arrived up there, and have at least a majority of your holes still ready to play the next day. I guess some of that's a great drainage by Haltom Olifant Golf, and some of it is your crew's working hard as well. But it was really great to see the facility and everything that you people have done in really putting that historic property back on the map.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, that was one of our main goals during construction, was to make sure the water was taken care of, the course. And one of the reasons why it had kind of fallen on hard times was mainly due to that. So we wanted to make sure, and Craig and his team and Jimmy, our superintendent, did a great job. We filled in, I think it was eight full fairways, about 3 to 4 or 5 feet high of fill, and then added miles and miles and miles of drainage and pump systems and all that to make sure that the water would no longer be an issue. So yeah. Now we can handle 5 inches of rain, so it's a good thing.
Well, Tyler, I have to ask you about how this project evolved. My understanding from Craig Haltom was that you had reached out to him about maybe expanding and improving your practice facilities, and the next thing you knew, you were doing an entire golf course renovation.
Yeah, it's kind of wild how everything happened. Yeah, we were moving our corporate headquarters at the time, and I said, boy, wouldn't it be cool, we're a golf company. Wouldn't it be neat to have maybe a putting green at our new corporate headquarters? So we had been in discussions with that, and then, yeah, the current owners at the time had just, I think they read an article that we were thinking about moving our corporate headquarters, and then they called us up and said, hey, you know, we're thinking about selling, you guys want to buy this thing? And then I called my pops, and he, you know, it actually, they didn't know this, the previous owners didn't know this, that my father and I had actually talked about buying it about 3-4 years prior, because the bank had owned it, and we actually went ahead and we called the attorney. The attorney never called us back, that worked for the bank, and we're like, all right, well, I guess it's not meant to be. And and yeah, this, it just all kind of fell in our lap. They called us up, and we had already, the pump was already primed, and yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
You know, Tyler, there's been so much new in Wisconsin golf over the recent decades, you know, new facilities that have opened up, and Erin Hills hosting a U.S. Open. And it's been amazing down here in Illinois. We've just wondered what's been in the water, soil, or sand to make that happen. But really, I think part of the story at Lac La Belle is certainly what's new after your renovation. But what's old? There is a deep, deep history here, and I think part of what probably makes that experience a little bit different for the golfer venturing into Wisconsin has got to be a connection to the past of this property.
Yeah, the history is really incredible. You know, and the history is very much tied to Chicago. You know, a lot of these guys, they were, you know, the titans of industry, the Montgomery Wards that came up to Wisconsin. The train went right through Oconomowoc, and it was just a beautiful area to visit in the summertime. And so yeah, a lot of these guys were, you know, from Chicago. They were coming up here to vacation, and 1896 they established the golf course up here, and managed to get some of the best players of the time playing there and being golf professionals there, and it's pretty neat.
Well, Tyler, I have to admit, when I got inside your clubhouse and was getting a little bit of the tour from your director of golf, Clint, and, you know, he took me back to your grill area, and I was just shocked at all of the great historical stuff that is up there. I know you've worked with the historian that came over from Carnoustie, and just some of the trophies and other things on display are simply amazing. But one of the things I found interesting was the history of a tournament that was played there. And there was a dispute about money. And, you know, when I looked at some of the headlines on the walls that you've recreated from the year 1899, some of the disputes there that were on the table that week sound awfully familiar to almost what we see in golf this year.
Yeah, it was a big thing of the day. And yeah, the Western Open at the time, yeah, Alex Smith, our first golf professional, boycotted the Western Open and due to purse money. He thought the guys should have got paid more, and there was initiation fees that they had to pay, and a lot of these guys coming over from Carnoustie, Scotland, they didn't have a whole lot of money. So they were like, you know, they didn't want to pay these large initiation fees. So they managed to befriend one of the members up at Loch LaBelle and said, hey, would you guys want to have a tournament up in Oconomowoc instead? And so Robert Dupuy, his name was, he put up the money, and it was actually the purse. They had no initiation, and the purse was larger than the previous year's U.S. Open purse. So it was a very large purse. And they managed to get seven U.S. Open winners to Loch LaBelle to play. And so it was a big, big event of the day. And they did it 2 years in a row, 1899, 1900. And so if you see on the Western Open trophy, there's a gap there because of the boycott. And they ended up coming to a Oconomowoc instead. It's kind of neat.
Tyler, you know, Ed Stevenson alongside me, he's a I'm Bill Berger. He's the Scotsman, so I have to watch what I say. The Scots come over here, and as a kid in Northeastern Ohio, I caddied at a golf course that had a Scots pro, Albert Elcroft. So I'm familiar with those guys. You're not going to do anything without a $380 for them, you know. But I played there, and I hate to tell you how many years ago, and you're still a link. You're still going to be, if I remember right, kind of a link style golf course. Is that going to be the same about? Or,
The links, so Craig Haltom, our architect, you know, he studied in St. Andrews for 4 years. And yeah, we wanted to bring in kind of that classic architectural styling. So we took down a lot of trees, and we added a lot of fescue eyelashes on the bunkers. Did a lot of things that I think you would see if you were to travel over to Europe. So yes, to answer your question, it will very much remind you if you've ever been over to Scotland. The architecture's definitely similar,
and certainly I know Rory mentioned going and seeing the memorabilia and the history, but part of that experience also is a pub experience. You've got Rivalry Pub. I love the name, and maybe you could give our listeners a little insight into what they might expect to find at Rivalry Pub after they wrap up their round.
Yeah, so the Rivalry Pub is, we named it that because of Alex Smith and Willie Anderson. They were both golf professionals at the club. Willie Anderson, four-time U.S. Open winner. Alex Smith, two-time U.S. Open winner. And if you look back in, they had about an eight-year period where those two were just going back and forth. So it was really, truly the first rivalry, golf rivalry in America. But yeah, we have these great these doors that open up to the patio. They're big, those big, like many times you've seen in California where they accordion all the way open. And so you got this really great open air feel that we can only enjoy for so long here in Wisconsin. and then it opens up to a big 15 hole putting course that connects with the 18th green. And you look down the fairway on 16. It's a really beautiful setting for, to hang out after your round.
Well, Tyler, and by the way, it's 10:43. You're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. Bill Berger, Ed Stevenson, Rory Spears in studio. We're talking for a few minutes with the CEO of the Prestwick Group, Tyler Morse, and tied in with the club at Loch LaBelle in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. And Tyler, tell us a little bit about an area of the club that was still getting worked on when I was there, but it was getting close to opening, and I think it's probably pretty special to you. I believe it's called Papa's Porch.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my father that we did this project with passed away on February 10th of this year, and our family wanted to do something to honor him. He took a lot of risk in his life. He started the Presa Group out of our garage in 1997, and now we serve, oh gosh, we're in 64 different countries serving golf courses all over the nation, all over the world. So it's, he really did a lot, and I just want to make sure that kind of his legacy and what he did to for us kind of lives on. So we have this really neat, we call it Papa's Porch. It's right on the driving range. We got a putting green there, the range, so you can grab your beverages, your food, everything right on the range before the round. It really kind of creates a fun experience before you head out. We're trying to create a fun experience at Loch LaBelle, and people play golf to get away. You never know what people are walking to the golf course with, and we hope that we can do our part to help them forget about maybe some things they're dealing with in life. So yeah, I think it really does that, and it honors my dad at the same time. And so yeah, it have to come check it out.
Well, Tyler, I was told by your director of golf, Clint Higgins, that he cooks a pretty mean barbecue, and I saw the slow cooker out there. Have you taste tested Clint's barbecue, and how good is it?
So Clint, our director of golf, he comes from Texas, and if you know anything about Texas, they love their barbecue. So he's taking on that, and yeah, we got this, we call it our BFG out there, a big frickin' grill. it's pretty fantastic, I will say. He does a good job, and so we always got something smoking on there every day, and people can grab some barbecue and something before the round or even after the round.
Well, I got to believe coming soon will be a line of Club at Loch LaBelle barbecue sauces out there, like so many of the barbecue places do. And Clint also showed us that you've had, I believe, somebody down in Kentucky create kind of your own flavored bourbon whiskey. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we partnered up with Maker's Mark. It was kind of fun. They came in and their distiller came up, and you can pick all the different notes and all the different flavors. I didn't even know this existed, but so we got to create basically our own flavor of bourbon, and I think it turned out pretty fantastic. And it made for a pretty tired afternoon after tasting bourbons all
morning. Tired, I like it.
Yeah.
We think it turned out great. We got that barrel in, I think, about a month ago, and people have been enjoying that. And, yeah, we call it the Loch LaBelle Reserve. So it's good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, it really was. Fortunately, I got a chance to just kind of taste it a little bit. But, Tyler, before we let you go today, I've got to ask you about the interesting history by a tree, which I believe is out there on the back nine. Pretty amazing history there, and you've got the historical marker up in front of it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This was a tree on hole 16 that we kind of designed the hole around the tree, to be honest. And Craig Holton, our architect, he always joked. He said, "Well, as soon as you design a hole around a tree, just wait a little while. For sure something's going to happen to it, whether it gets struck by lightning or a wind takes it out." And sure enough, it was Good Friday, Holy Friday. It was a beautiful day, and it just started burning from the inside. And we don't know how it happened. I mean, we did have weather come through. I think it was on Monday of that week. So our assistant superintendent was out there all Good Friday night, through the night, watching this thing, because we were afraid if it were to fall, it could burn the whole fairway and everything, because at that time the grass is still pretty dormant. So So yeah, it burned through for good Friday night, and then sure enough, Easter morning, Sunday morning, it fell to the ground. But yeah, it gives me chills just talking about it. So we have a little plaque up there sharing kind of that story, and it's kind of a wild story.
Amazing. I was not expecting that story. Wow.
Yeah, it is kind of neat. And, we're going to have – I took some pictures of that. We'll have it up on the golfersongolf.com website. But, Tyler, finally, before we do let you go, is give us the phone number, the website, social media information so people know where you're at and they can book a tee time and come up and see you. And I know it's not under construction yet, but there's some rumors that eventually there'll be some overnight rooms up at the club. What can you tell us?
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal of the club. We'd like to continue on that, be part of the loop, the destination loop, and it's already happening, which is really, really neat. We're super blessed to be in that conversation of people coming up, playing our place, going up place, Sand Valley, Erin Hills. Erin Hills is only 10 minutes away from us, so it's a really easy stop. But yeah, we'd like to add lodging. We're still in the very beginning stages of that. So, and then yeah, for people to reach out to us, just club@locklabelle.com. We got a Instagram handle. You can find us at club@locklabelle.com as well. But yeah, we'll see where the lodging goes. But we're again, beginning stages of that, and still have to get the approvals and all that fun stuff to get that through. But.
All right. Well, Tyler Morris, general manager of the club at Lac La Belle, CEO of the Prestwick Group. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. And one of these days, we're going to look forward to trying to get back up your way. And we'll leave you in charge of making sure 5 inches of rain doesn't fall the night before we get there. And your crews aren't working real hard to dry the place out. But the holes I saw, absolutely outstanding. And we look forward to seeing all 18 at a time in the future.
Oh yeah, you guys are all welcome. Yes, please come up and visit soon.
Thanks, Tyler. Good luck.
Thanks, Tyler.
Good luck, Tyler.
Have a great weekend. That's Tyler Morris, general manager of the club at Lac La Belle. And it, hey, folks, it's definitely worth the trip up. It's a great golf course. And if you enjoy anything about golf history, this is one of the best historical things that I've ever seen at a club. You know, some of the private clubs that have hosted major championships over the year do great things. You know, I'll see some of that at Exmoor this week, tied in with the Western Amateur this year. They do a fantastic job over there. But Club at Lac La Belle, obviously very outstanding, a great historical section off the grill. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our friends at DuPage Golf, and we'll be back to wrap it up on this week's edition of Golfers on Golf.
DuPage Golf has reinvented the nature of golf in Chicagoland. After extensive renovations, the Preserve at Oak Meadows is reborn as a new, award-winning 18-hole golf course, practice facility, and environmental haven. The reviews are in. The Preserve at Oak Meadows joins the ranks of top courses in the country on Golf Week's Best You Can playlist and is the winner of Golf Digest's Green Star Award and Golf Inc.'s Renovation of the Year. Visit DuPageGolf.com to book a tee time. Learn more about the Preserve at Oak Meadows at DuPageGolf.com.
And we're back. It's Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Ed Stevenson with Rory Spears and Bill Berger. And guys, it's been fun to talk a little bit about some Wisconsin golf during our show here. For whatever reason, I'm craving cheese curds and some New Glarus beer all of a sudden. Yeah. But remarkable how active golf has been in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, Erin Hills, we're going to see that on Tuesday. And the Erin Hills Pilsner will be out, I'm sure, along with the Fescue Rescue drinks. Billy, you've been up to Wisconsin. Have you had any of those Wisconsin beers they make for some of these golf courses?
Well, you know, I haven't been up there lately, but you sure get me excited here about I've been up to Lasonia, you know, a few years ago, and I think there was some investment out of Bensenville that was involved up there, and so I made more, probably a few trips up there more than normal over the years.
Yeah,
but
you were a Wisconsin regular for a while. I mean, our listeners know that you are Jake's on Grand Pizza in Franklin Park, some of the best thin crust, but your restaurateur limits weren't restricted to the state of Illinois. You spent some time north of the border.
I did. We bought a restaurant there, and we used Wisconsin pizza there because different than the Chicago, but we had ribs
That's right. I'm trying to remember the name of your place, Bill, and the Wisconsin place.
Well, it was in Williams Bay on Route 67, and which goes into Elkhart.
Right.
And it was the crust of the restaurant was actually the ribs. We sold many.
I remember it was a ribs destination.
It was a rib destination. And I think that the gentleman that bought the place has turned it into a multi-different restaurant, meaning some South African food or Mexican food and stuff like that. So,
Well, Billy, speaking of food, I got to brag for a moment. The Chicago District Golfer magazine should be appearing in mailboxes, the July edition, and you'll see Medina on the cover. There's actually a pretty interesting story taking a peek at the renovation coming up for course number 3. But by our very own Len Zeem, and as you get to page 50, you'll see they have the 19th hole where they like to. Feature some of the food at local golf courses, and Greenway Tap at the Preserve at Oak Meadows got part of the feature there.
Chef Mike's new menu.
Yeah, exactly. So the picture that made it was the Brussels sprouts nachos, bit of a write up there, and of course a little discussion about our DuPage drafts. We feature exclusively craft beers that are brewed in DuPage County. We're part of the DuPage Forest Preserve District, and some of the best craft beer breweries, I think, anywhere in the country are right in DuPage in our western suburbs. So you can stop out at the Preserve and really get a tour, a taste tour of those microbreweries before or after your round of golf.
Well, where I spend my time part of the week, Heritage Oaks Golf Club in Northbrook, part of the Northbrook Park District. We have a brand new chef over there now as of a couple of weeks ago. So there's been some changes to the menu, even from when the Acorn Grill first opened a couple of weeks ago. And I noticed there's been a much larger impact of golfers and diners coming in to enjoy the brand new Acorn Grill over at Heritage Oaks. And also very proud this week to be hosting a U.S. Senior amateur qualifier in the morning on Wednesday. Ran into former Chicago Blackhawk Dale Talon, who has his amateur status back.
Oh,
and
really?
Is going to be out there trying to qualify. And so, and that's in the morning. And then in the afternoon, the ladies get the golf course, and they will try to qualify for the U.S. Senior Women's Open that will be played out at NCR in Dayton this year. And we know that Miss Woods' Nicole Giray is already in that field. She won't have to qualify, but one of our local pros, Jamie Fisher from Conway Farms, is going to be out there Wednesday afternoon. And we wish her the best on trying to make it into the U.S. Senior Women's Open field.
Excellent. And hey, also, now that we're in July, we're going to see a new episode of The Golf Scene that will be on NBC Sports Chicago. Steve Cashel has been host of that show for, gosh, I decades.
Yeah.
And, of course, longtime part of the Bulls broadcast team. But Steve Cashel paid us a visit out at Maple Meadows, our sister course next to the Preserve at Oak Meadows, within the past couple of weeks. He met with Greg Martin, myself, our professional there, Chris Malik. We chatted with Steve, and there will be a feature coming up actually to preview a bit of the discussion on renovation plans for Maple Meadows. So watch for the Golf Scene TV show schedule. I think you pulled
tomorrow it up night. There. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Primetime show there on NBC Sports Chicago. Also, we're going to try to dig up a little more information. We're starting to get close to an opening of Settlers Hill out in Geneva, Greg Martin
right.
Project. And I've gotten a couple emails. People want to know what day is it going to be open. So we're going to look into that a little more this week as well.
Terrific. Well, hey, it's time for us to hole out here, the tap it in on the 18th. As we always say, time flies when you're having fun, and we want to make sure we get a thank you out to our producer, Brian. We mentioned at the top of the show, it's a beautiful weather. So thank you to our listeners for taking part of this weekend with us. Get out and play. And on behalf of Rory Spears, Bill Berger, and our traveling partner, Len Ziem, thanks for listening to Golfers on Golf. Have a great weekend.
Hit 'em straight.
The preceding program, Golfers on Golf, was paid for by Rory Spears Sports Communications Limited and guests.